Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, this is a Julie Hagan, and we are being live all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, France, Italy, Brazil, you name it, literally all over the world. And tonight, we'd just like to take a moment and introduce unto you the founder and the host of the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network here on the Blog Talk Radio. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christendom, and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless you. God bless you. This is Mother Woods, 616, area code 616, and I'm calling from Michigan, and I will be the host on tonight. God bless you, Ambassador Hagan. I just thank and praise the Lord on tonight. I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And one of my favorite scriptures says, I will, and that is Psalms 30, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. And I thank God for that particular scripture. I will bless God. So I bless God on tonight. I thank him for sweet salvation, being filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank him for all that he's done. All day long, he has kept me. And I am so very thankful on tonight. And I just have this praise down in my soul. And I just thank God. I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God for being so good. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul said yeah. I love you, I love you from the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. I love you, yes, I do, Lord. I really do. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. My soul says yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yeah, have your way, 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 have your way in my life, in my life, in my life, in my life. In my life, in my life. We thank God and we praise God. We thank him and we're going to get ready. I give honor to the visionary. Hallelujah. I give honor to the man of God, Ambassador Bernard Johnson. And I give honor also to his wife, Lady Betty. God, thank you. I thank God for the man and woman of God. I thank God for our Mother of the Nations, Mother Stern. I thank God for all the ambassadors on the line and all the ambassadors elect. I just thank and praise God on tonight. And we're going to get ready to go into our praise, our prayer requests. And we want to know tonight if you have any prayer requests, you can put it out there right now so that we can pray for you. And the line is open to you right now to give your prayer requests. The line is open. And I will ask Ambassador Bernita Fireson, would she take the prayer request on tonight? God bless you. Are you there?
Good evening. Yes, I am. This is Ambassador Frierson from Michigan, area code 616. We are now taking prayer requests, so please give us your prayer requests at this time. We are going to put down Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, Raphael, Bria,
Lenitra.
Can you repeat that name, please?
Mr. Lenitra.
Lenitra. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yes, Peterson.
Ambassador Peterson.
Ma'am.
Is there anyone else whose name we should add to this list?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Okay. Sister Lucille. Unspoken. Are there any other prayer requests? Okay, we'll add Dr. Gary Stern, and Mother Stern, Mother of the Nation.
Bishop Hagen, Dr. Julie Hagen.
Okay. Dr. Julie Hagen.
Ambassador Joyce Long.
Ambassador Joyce Long.
Mother Eunice Daniel.
Mother Eunice.
Eunice Daniel.
Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Ambassador Gina Hodges.
Okay.
Mother Phyllis Oldsby.
Okay, Mother Phyllis?
Phyllis Oldsby. O-L-S-B-Y. O-L-S-B-E-Y, I think. Oldsby. Lucille.
Okay.
And Tobias.
Tobias?
Tobias.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, and Ambassador Elisha LeBrown joining you all a few minutes late, trying to get the boys under control. I got all four of them. Good evening, Chief Ambassador and First Lady.
Ambassador Sheila Brown, do you have anyone whose name you would like to add to the prayer list?
Yes, ma'am. I would like, I'm just joining, so quite naturally Amazing Grace is on there, First Fruits is on there. You know, I'm just not getting on the phone, so I didn't hear, so forgive me if it was already said, and I'm saying it again, forgive me, I don't mean any harm. But can I please add Tobias, Terry, Tyreek, and Tyrese on the prayer line? And their mother name is Alexandria. Is there any way that I can add her on the prayer line, like the Pastor Robert Bing?
Okay, Tobias and Alexandria. And I didn't get the other young man's name.
Tyree. Alexandria.
Alexandria, I have that one.
Hi, this is Ambassador Elisha Brown. Starting my phone hung up for some reason.
Yes, Ambassador Brown.
Yes, ma'am. And I just want to pray that the Lord will set my daughter free, not being so much captive, you know, held and, you know, tied up. You know, I'm trying to explain the best I can. And she will return home to take care of her children. I'm not complaining about taking care of my grandchildren at all, but she needs to be set free from the kid's dad to return home to help take care of her children that God gave her. And to me, he's 6 years older than Alexander, and she was more like taken advantage of. She was 17 years old, never been out in the world, and he was 23. And he kind of turned her world upside down, and she's been with him, and the kid's been with me 5 years. I just want the Lord to set her free. I don't know if you would call her captive, but she needs to be set free.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got it.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you so much, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Okay, at this time, on the prayer request, we have Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty, Raphael, Bria, Lenitra, Ambassador Peterson, Sister Lucille, Unspoken Request, Dr. Gary and Mother Patricia Stern, Georgina Hodges, Dr. Julie Hagen and Bishop Hagen, Ambassador Joyce Long, Mother Eunice Daniels, Mother Phyllis, Oglesby, Tobias, First Fruit, Prayer and Praise Line, Amazing Grace International. We have Tobias, Alexandria, Tyree, and we have a special request for Sister Alexandria. Did I miss anything or anyone? Did I miss anyone? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And you are now back into the hands of Mother Woods.
God bless you. Would you take us into prayer, Ambassador Frierson, please. Would you lead us in the prayer, please?
Okay. Dear God, we just thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for starting us on our way. Lord, we just thank you for yet being in the land of the living. We thank you because you watched over us all night long as we stayed on the prayer line. And as some of us slumbered and slept, you were there. Lord, you were there when we didn't know we were in the world. And, Lord, we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord, because there's none like you. And, Lord, we thank you for this great prayer line. We thank you for this lifeline. Lord, we thank you for Dr. Johnson, our leader, Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty, the leading lady. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for how you're blessing them, how you're protecting them, how you're covering them with your blood. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for how you're leading Lady Betty as she approaches retirement, oh God. Lord, we just thank you because she'll be able to go into the ministry on a full-time basis. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you for this help meet for Dr. Johnson, oh God. We praise your name. We thank you for his family, oh God. We thank you for Raphael. We thank you for Bria, Lenitra, and all the other children and grandchildren. We thank you, oh God, for how you brought the granddaughter home on last night, Lord, as a surprise for Dr. Johnson, oh God. We thank you because the saints have been praying for her. Yes, Lord, they have been praying for her that God would protect her, that God would lead her, that God would cover her with his blood. And, Lord, you have done just that. And, Lord, we thank you for this lady. We thank you for this young lady, oh God. We thank you because she's a leader. And, Lord, we need her. We need young people, oh God, that have the morals and values that you have installed in them, oh God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you for Ambassador Peterson, oh God. Oh God, we ask you to lift up her arms, cover her, oh God. Lord, meet her at the point of her needs. Lord, you know what she's in need of, oh God. Lord, she thinks of other people, oh God. She's always putting in a request for other people. Lord, but tonight the request is for her. Oh God, meet her at her needs, oh God. Cover her, Lord. You know what she needs. You know what she has a desire for. Lord, you know her heart. Lord, we ask you to look on Sister Lucille and her unspoken request. Lord, we ask you to cover her children with your blood, oh God. Lead and guide them, oh God. Save them, Lord. Sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh God, don't let their teaching be in vain. Cover them right now, Lord Jesus. Cover their minds, cover their hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, we thank you for Aunt Maddie, oh, God. Yes, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, we thank you for the other aunt whose name I can't recall at this time, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, because one of these aunts was in the hospital on last night, God. And, Lord, we thank you for keeping her yet in the land of the living. God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we praise you for our leader, Dr. Patricia Stern and Dr. Gary Stern, oh, God. Oh, God, they're in need of your help. Lord, they need you now. Right now, Lord Jesus, oh, God, cover them. Turn protection around them, oh, God. That we bless your Passover. And, Lord, we miss Patricia Stern, Dr. Patricia Stern, the mother of the nation. We miss having her on the line, oh, God. Help her right now, God, as she undergirds for her husband and for their ministry, oh, God. Help her now. Strengthen her now, Lord Jesus. Bless her now. Keep her in your care. And, Lord, we thank you for Sister Gina Hodges, oh, God. Oh, God, she's one of the founding members of the First Fruit prayer line, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for this armor bearer, oh, God, how she's holding up the arms of Lady Betty and Dr. Johnson, oh, God. Lord, she needs you now, Lord. Lord, she's in need of a healing, oh God. And Lord, we enjoy hearing her testimonies of how she has gone through days without pain, oh God. Bless her right now, oh God. Her life is in your hands. Lord, there's nothing she can do on her own, but she's leaning and depending on you. No other help does she know. Oh God, bless her now. Bless her now. And Lord, lift up Dr. Julie Hagan and Bishop Hagan, oh God, as they lead their ministry, as they draw souls in for the kingdom. Lord, they're on a mission. They're doing kingdom work, oh God. Help them now, Lord Jesus. Bless their church. Bless their church and their church family, oh God. Bless their natural family, oh God. Bless them right now, Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood. Lord, we thank you for Ambassador Joyce Long, the quiet soldier. Oh, God, we thank you for this lady. We thank you for this intercessor, this willing worker, oh, God. Lord, she needs you now. You know what she's in need of. Lord, help her now. Oh, God, grant her request according to your purpose. Help her, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, bless her now. Bless her now, Lord. And, Lord, Mother Eunice Daniels, bless her right now, Lord. Keep her in your care. Oh, God, we need our mothers. Oh, God, we look unto them for help. Help them now, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, help Mother Phyllis Ogilvie. Oh, Lord, help her now, Lord Jesus. Bless her now. Bless her now, Lord. Keep her in your care. And, Lord, we ask you to bless Tobias, Lord, Alexandria, and Tyree. Oh, God, bless them now. Lord, these are the relatives, the offspring of Ambassador Sheila Brown, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Lord, they're children, and, Lord, they need you. They need you now. Oh, God, cover them right now. Oh, God, little people sometimes don't understand why mom and dad aren't together. They don't understand why grandma is always there, but they appreciate grandma. They love grandma because they know that they have grandma to depend on because grandma is looking unto the hills from whence comes her help. Her help comes from you, oh God. Bless the children, oh God. And Lord, look on Alexandria, oh God. Open her eyes, oh God. Save her. Save her, oh God. Lord, she needs you. Oh God, cover her right now, Lord. Lord, let her take care of her children and raise them in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Oh, God, bless her right now, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to bless Grandma Sheila Brown in a special way. Help her, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to bless the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line and the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Line Convention and Amazing Grace International, oh, God. Add to the ministry such as should be saved, oh, God. Bless them now. These blessings we ask in your name. Amen, Missionary Woods.
God bless you. We just thank God for all the prayer requests that have been gone up before the Lord. And we were just going to believe God because he said in the word, if pray and you believe according to your faith, be it unto you. And after you pray, believe that you have received. If you doubt not in your heart, what you say will come to pass. Any two touching and agreeing on anything they ask, you said you would do it. And we're just going to believe God, and we're going to get ready and go into our thousand praises. We're going to praise God for all those things we just asked God to do. We're going to thank him and thank him and thank him and thank him because we're thanking him for what we already asked. Now we, after we ask, we believe, we receive, now we're going to thank him. So let's get together right now, saints of God, and let's thank the Lord for what we just asked him to do. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you.
Come on, saints of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
Thank you for the blood. blood covering. Thank you for the 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 blood covering. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The blood cover. The blood cover. The blood. The blood. The blood. Thank you for your healing, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you for the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood. The blood, 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 the Thank you, praise reports. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to take praise reports. I don't know if Ambassador Hendricks is on the line. If she is, if you are, you on the line? If not, I will take the praise reports. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone with a praise report? God has been so good. Thank you, Jesus. All day long, all day long, I've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. He's been good. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken all of my sins away. Hallelujah. He saved and sanctified me and filled me with the precious Holy Ghost. I'm thankful.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He's done much for us. Come on, saints of God. I know we got somebody that can tell what Jesus has done for us. Hallelujah. What has he done for you?
I want to say, Pastor, make sure this morning the minister, Robert Day, put a lot on my mind when he was speaking to our chief this morning. And he was just saying that he thanked God that the chief and first lady were obedient to the word of God and to leave Texas and to come here. And God started something awesome, just like he said. Had they not been obedient, this would not be today. My praise report, I thank the Lord that they were obedient to God's voice and to come here and get something so beautiful started all across the world. So that's my praise report tonight. May the Lord bless.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
That was a praise report. Let me give it. I'm going to ask y'all if y'all would keep me in your prayers. I'm so excited. The Lord reminded me of something tonight. I'm going to give it on the prayer line tomorrow. But God revealed to me this night, or reminded me this night, of the key to everyone on this line being healed of any sickness,
thank you.
Any disease.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Deep for y'all to pray for me that the Lord allow me to give it tomorrow morning.
Yes,
every person on this line being healed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My praise your name, Jesus.
Praise
your name. I receive it. Do I have any witnesses on the line tonight? We receive the healing. He said, everybody on the prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it. And you said you will give it in the morning on the first fruit prayer line. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, ma'am, I need y'all praying for me tonight.
And we're going to be praying for our chief on tonight. The Lord will use him to bring forth the word in the morning. Any other praise report? The line is open unto you. And then we will turn it over to chief and back to him tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. What a wonderful service on tonight. I just thank and praise the Lord. I want to thank everyone on the line tonight. I want to thank Ambassador Frierson for taking the prayer requests. And I just want to thank everyone who's been to support. And I just thank God for the Chief Ambassador. Would you have final words and dismiss us? In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Mother Woods, you have been so anointed. Amen. This must have been the Lord that allowed me and inspired me to ask you to do Thursday night. Because you have certainly been a prayer warrior and a blessing to this life. Thank God, thank God. Even on the all-night shut-in. One of the most exciting 30 minutes, and I say this for the glory of God, was when you prayed for the people. We had some heavy hitters on Thursday night. And I think it moved up to a new level. But one of the most anointed on Thursday night was your prayer. I want to thank God for you. They used to tell me when I was 21, 25, they saw what God was doing to me then. And they said, son, don't ever lose what you got. Mother Woods, don't lose what you got. Okay. Amen. Stay on the firing line for the Lord.
Thank you.
It's something in the name of Jesus. And after all these years, I still got what I had in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In fact, those who are in the spirit realm can see more anointing on my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
We'll grow. I teach and tell folks, you know, don't think that when you get the Holy Ghost, but don't get so complacent where you're satisfied then, because there are renewings of the Holy Ghost. I said there are renewings. You can be renewed after you've been filled with the Holy Ghost 10 years, you can be renewed and be just like the first day he fills you. Your cup will run over. And I want to thank God for the renewing of the anointing and the Holy Ghost of my life. I want to say tomorrow morning, please join me. Because if the Lord says the same, I'm going to reveal this key. Right in the Word of God, it is the key to being healed. Anybody who's sick, if you know of anybody, I challenge you, if you know of anybody who's sick, please try your best to get him on this line in the morning, because I'm going to reveal this key, the key to being healed. Amen. And to be getting well. I mean, well. Won't somebody make sure that Master Stern and Pastor Gary Stern are on the line in the morning. And Bishop Hagin, I'm going to reveal this key to being healed and to be well. Now, a lot of people think the sickness is, the healing is only sickness. No, 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 no. Whatever the problem is, if you have a son who can't keep a job and he needs to be healed, whatever, heal from that. Get him on the line. You got a daughter who's in bondage from a man and she needs to be healed. Get her on the line. Whatever the problem is, bring them. For the Bible says, and the multitude came to Jesus in the plain, while he was in the plain. And it says, there were sick and those vexed of devils and everything else. And then it says, and he healed them all. Let me tell you something. Whenever the Lord is in the room, no matter what it is, it's subject to him and must obey him. And he ain't afraid of nothing. He gave me this key for people to be healed. I don't care what it is. Hope you get him on the line. God bless you. May y'all have a wonderful night. Thank you again, Mother Woods. You have done an outstanding and splendid job. Back in your hands.
God bless you. We just thank God again. And we praise God. And we're going to say, as Chief always said, no matter what you're going through, just to remember that everything is going to be all right. And we're saying good night to, oh, no, no, we want to open it up, I'm sorry, for any announcements. Any announcements? All right.
I just want to reiterate to the people who are in the Oklahoma line, the Texas line, if you don't mind traveling a little ways, come to Dallas, Texas on March the 2nd and the 3rd. There are around 10 churches or so, might be more, but they're coming together for a district revival. And I'm going to be doing the last two nights for them. Amen. At True Light Church of God in Christ. Anybody know in Dallas, Superintendent Pope, Paul Pope, who passed, but his wife, Mother Pope, still going strong. Superintendent Voss is over that district now, and there are several churches in the district. They're coming together and at True Light Church of God in Christ. And the address, put this in your, when you call those things and find the address and everything, put this in there, 2555. Cedar Crest Boulevard, 2555 Cedar Crest Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. I believe the zip code, I don't have the zip code, but I'll get that for you, that zip code. But 2555 Cedar Crest Boulevard in Dallas, Texas. Starts at 7 o'clock Thursday and Friday nights, March 2nd and 3rd. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Is Ambassador Gina Hodgins on the line to make an announcement about the convention? Sister Hodgins, are you on the line?
I think she said earlier that she was so exhausted she hadn't.
All right. All right. Well, Chief, can you give us some information? I don't have it in my.
All right. Yes. June the 22nd through the 25th, all roads lead to Kansas City, Kansas. One of the things we've learned is to make what God establishes our Mecca. Yeah, come right to the center of the country, Kansas City, right in the center of America. Isn't it wonderful how God is sending out millions and even with the capital B like boy, billions of praises unto him. That's June the 22nd through the 25th. And I believe on the 25th, that Sunday morning, we're going to close out with Dr. Robert Dean, amen, to bless us in a great way. I think we're starting out with Bishop Bolden, amen. By the way, I believe he's the acting mayor there in his city, there in Arkansas. He told me the other day that the mayor had to go out for a few days out of town, and he left him, called him, and left him in charge, you might say, of the city as the acting mayor while he's gone. And he's going to bless us. I believe on that Thursday night, the 20th, he will be speaking. Okay. And on the 25th, that Sunday morning, Reverend Dr. Dean is going to be our special guest for the convention at Amazing Grace. It's going to be great, great, great. Oh, my God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is going to destroy yokes everywhere. You want to come to the convention, I'm asking every ambassador, would you try your best to bring a van load to the convention this year? Amen. I'm going to show y'all something. If y'all will obey, I'll show you the formula. Not just the formula, but I'll show you the beginnings of the vision that I saw of stadiums being packed. But we as the, you might say, the root of, the root foundation of first fruits, we've got to learn to obey. But if we will get with one accord and learn to obey, I'll show you masses of people coming together for the glory of God. And it comes from the root, the foundation of the organization, learning to obey. Chief asked me to try my best to bring a van load. I'm trying my best to bring a van load to Kansas City for this convention. I knew it's going to bless them. Even if they just do one thing, help us send up 1 billion praises unto God, their life will never be the same again. Amen. But when we get the foundation, this prayer line, and the people who not trying to obey chief for whatever I say, no, but obey the Lord through me. Do you think the Lord inspired me to ask you to bring a van load to the convention, or do you think it was the devil? There ain't but two voices that can speak to anybody. Either the voice of good, which is God, or the voice of evil, which is the devil. Which one do y'all think spoke to me and inspired me to ask you to bring a van load, work on bringing a van load? Whose glory would it be for? I'm not being glorified in the convention. They're going to have a night for me on Friday night. But this is going to be all about Jehovah God and Jesus. Amen. Who would say bring a van load to hear about Jesus except Jesus? The devil would be saying, oh, no, no, no. No, no, don't you do it. Don't you do it. Why? Because he hates Jesus. And he hates when Jesus is glorified. Why? Because it makes him look like he's not the leader. It makes people see Jesus as the leader and the one that we glorify. So work on it. Work on it. I'm going to ask the Lord to help you. Work on bringing a van load or a bus load to the convention. You know, God's going to bless your socks off if you do it. Amen. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. God bless you. Back to you, Mother.
Amen. God bless you. Chief, I don't know if we have any few moments for anyone that would like to say something before we close out. Is anyone on the line would have anything that they'd like to say, Ed? If not, I'm going to say, as Chief always says, before we close out, no matter what you're going through, just remember that everything is going to be all right. God bless you, and good night to everyone. Night.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you. God bless you.
Good night to you.
Good night, Chief. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Don't forget, tomorrow morning.
Good night, everyone.
Key. Every person the key. Tomorrow morning to be healed, no matter what it is. If you listen and obey what the Lord has given to me, to give to you, you shall be healed. The word can't be no lie now. You will be healed if you obey. God bless you.
All right, nice.